Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together. Hey. Like I can't take it.
Tonight, I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and I am excited, as always, to be in the locker room with great parents, great coaches, and definitely the student athletes. That's what we're all about, and we have an amazing show tonight. It's really a teaching show, a teaching topic, and the reason why we decided to kind of take a step back and instead of bring in a guest, and we bring in so many great guests into the BYGP locker room, but we needed to take a step back because we have just finished, for many of you, a high school football season, for many of you, a junior college or a prep school football season, and I know some of you guys are still in the playoffs as well, and if you are, good luck to you, and hopefully you can bring home a championship. But we need to dial back for the kids, the parents that are done with the football season. I know it was a whirlwind and it went a mile a minute. And I know you're probably just getting a chance to exhale. But we do have to start to prepare and get ready and get our eyes set on our off-season game plan. And that's what tonight's BYGP Locker Room Show is all about, is what is your game plan to get to college? And some of you guys may be younger. You only may be in the eighth grade or a freshman in high school, and you're like, hold on, I just finished the season. I'm not thinking about college yet. And what I want to reach out to you and say is now is the perfect time to be thinking about college. I'm a big believer, and our company is a big believer, in the one who prepares is the one who will receive the opportunity. There's a fabulous quote by Winston Churchill, and it is so true, that he who fails to plan is planning to fail. And you might not even think that just because you're not thinking about it that you're going to fail. But just for the mere fact that you're not thinking about it, you may be a step behind the kid who is thinking about it, the kid who is working towards it, and the kid who is game planning to get the scholarship that you so also want. So your off-season game plan, you guys, is everything. And it's definitely something that we talk to our young student athletes about at Before You Go Pro. Depending on the level that you're at, your game plan may be different, but everybody needs a game plan. If you're in eighth grade and you're about to go into high school, all you need to do is get ready for high school football. You know, get ready to find a way to impress your freshman coach, your JV coach, or maybe even possibly the varsity coach. But find a way to get ready to play in high school. If you're a freshman in high school and you just finished your first season, well, you want to start getting your sights on varsity. You're not going to be on varsity until you start thinking about it. So you want to start getting your sights on varsity and finding out from those varsity coaches, what does it take to be a varsity player if they haven't already put you on varsity? If you end up playing junior varsity, then you want to be a star and a playmaker at the JV level. If you're a sophomore that just finished high school ball, you're a sophomore, either you were a junior varsity starter and playmaker, hopefully, or maybe you were a starter or a playmaker on varsity. You want to obviously start thinking about getting exposure for yourself, finding ways to get people hip to your name, finding ways to get your name out in the community, in the state. If you played on varsity, you definitely want to get out to some of the summer camps and the combines. I'm a big believer that even if you're a freshman in high school and say you didn't play varsity, I think you should go to the summer camps and combines. If anything, just to get your feet wet, just to see if this is indeed something you want to do. And so when in the future you're a junior and you really need to show out and you really need to get people's attention, you're not new to the whole process. You've been there before and you're comfortable with what the camps and combines are all about. So I think you should go to at least one camp, one combine your freshman, sophomore year. When you're a junior in high school, so those kids who just finished up or maybe you're winding down, you got a playoff game this weekend and say it doesn't go right and your season's over this weekend, but you're a junior, you have one more year of high school, you definitely need to get your name out there and get in a position where you can flourish and really catch a college coach's attention, because I'm a big believer, you guys, your junior year. You really start to build those relationships and get those coaches' attention after your junior year of high school. If you're a senior, then hopefully you already have some college opportunities on the table, and it's about going on those official trips and deciphering which school is best for you on and off the field. Now, if you're a senior and you don't have any offers, or say you're a junior college sophomore who doesn't have any offers, then that should be a siren sounding for you. And the reason why I say that is because this is a little late in the game as far as any schools showing interest in kids they may be interested in. Usually, especially at the Division I-A level, by now, you guys, you would have heard from a coach. You would have gotten mail from a coach. They may have stopped by your school by now, so you would know that they're interested in you, even if they haven't already offered. For many kids that are seniors in high school, just finished up their season or finishing up within the next week or two, they have offers on the table. So if you're a senior or a JC sophomore, and once again, you don't have any offers on the table, there's not much interest going on, your phone isn't really ringing, then you need to be proactive. I'm a big believer, once again, and if you sit back on your heels, you're going to be the one within the next couple of months not signing anywhere and wondering what's going on or wondering what your next move should be. So this is a very important topic, and that's why I wanted to kind of stop and pause and make sure that this is on everybody's mind, because if you don't plan, then you're going to be looking up next year and you're not going to be in the position that you want to be. Maybe you're somebody that had to settle just for any school that they can get. Maybe you're a kid that just graduated from high school and now you're going to a junior college because you weren't proactive with trying to find a college that was interested in you. Or maybe you're a senior now in high school and you don't really have many options because you didn't do the right things in the off season your junior year. So this is very important, you guys. What happens in the off season is that's when a lot of these college coaches have the time, because you got to keep in mind you're on the same cycle as many of the college coaches. So they're in the heat of the season right now. Most of them will finish up within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And you have to understand that when you get to the college level, this is a business. So since it is a business, these coaches are very focused finishing the season strong, because you've got one or two type of coaches at the college level. You've got the coach who has the opportunity to maybe win a league championship and go to a playoff game at some of the lower level schools, or go to a bowl game at some of the bigger level schools and at the really big schools even have a chance to get into that new playoff system. So they're focused on that if they're having a great year. If you're dealing with a coach that may be on the bubble, then this is the perfect time for him to get people's attention and maybe sway their vote and give him another year at that school. And the way he's going to be able to do that is by finishing strong. A lot of the teams play their rivalry games towards the end of their schedules. And sometimes coaches are able to hang on to their job just because they beat their rival. You know, I know everybody's thinking Brady Hoke is going to be cut at the end of Michigan season. But you never know. If they can blow out Ohio State and cause Ohio State not to get in the playoff system, then maybe he holds on to his job. You never know. But what we have to understand, what that means for us as young prospects, is that right now you may not be hearing a bunch of noise and a bunch of phone calls and emails from coaches. You may not see them all over your social networking right now. But a lot is going to pick up, you guys, as the season ends down, and you want to make sure that you're in position for it. Another thing that you have to keep in place is, you know, what level, if you're a high school kid or a junior college kid that's looking to go off to college, what level of school do I think I can play at? And that may determine for the kids who have to get proactive, that may determine what schools they try to get attention from, what schools you send out your video to, what schools you try to call the coach. You know, you have to be realistic, you guys, at you older kids that are looking to go off to college. You have to be realistic at what level you think you can play at. For you younger kids, you know, the juniors and below, so the kids that are juniors now that are going to be seniors, your sophomores that are going to be juniors, your freshmen that are going to be sophomores, for you kids that are junior level and below, you want to use the off season, you guys, to form a position of power with your recruiting process. Because I tell you, it's not all about talent. A lot of times we think a scholarship is all about talent, and I'm here to tell you, we've been helping kids get to college with Before You Go Pro for over a year now, and me, Coach Wood, individually, I've helped kids get to college and get college football scholarships for probably about 7 or 8 years now. And the more and more that we work with kids, the more we find out that it's not necessarily about talent. It really boils down to, you guys, who has all of their ducks in order? Who has the things in place that the college coaches are looking for? Recruiting is a grind for many of these college coaches, and I'm friends with a lot of them, so I know, you guys, recruiting is a grind for a lot of college coaches. But they love it when a player can make it easier for them. And what I mean by making it easier for them, you guys, is that when they come to check film out, or if they've checked your film out on Huddle, that when they see interest and they want to pursue you, they see that you have the right things on your social networking. They see that you are rated by some of the companies that rate talent, whether it's Rivals or Scout, and we'll get into that here shortly, how you get rated and you get exposure for that type of thing. But they want to see that you are online. Now, you may not be a 4-star or a 3-star athlete, but just the fact that they have record of you online shows that you've maybe done some of the things to get on some of these websites, some of the things that make finding you a little bit easier for coaches. They want to make sure that when they reach out to your coach, that he's saying the right thing about you. When they check out your admissions advisor or your counselor, your academic counselor, and they get your grades, that your grades are in order with what an athlete needs to go to a major university. The best player I ever coached in high school, and I used to coach at a school called Archbishop Reardon in San Francisco, California. The best player that I ever coached, and this is a school, by the way, and a team that at the time had two kids eventually go off and play NFL ball or get an NFL opportunity, but they weren't the best kid on that team. The best player never even made it to college. And it was unfortunate, and I'll never forget that. And obviously I'm not going to say his name here on the radio show, but he was a for sure, as long as he could have stayed healthy and played his cards right, he would have had an NFL shot for sure. And unfortunately, he never even got a college shot. We used to have every college in the country calling for this kid. And the crazy thing about it is they were calling for him on both sides of the ball. His junior year in high school, he intercepted 9 passes, was one of the state leaders in California, and was third team All-State as a safety. His senior year, he comes back and catches 60-something odd balls, over 1,000 yards receiving, about 15 touchdowns receiving, and there were schools calling us because he was so dynamic on offense. But he didn't end up at any of those schools, you guys, because in years prior, he didn't have a game plan. He didn't have a game plan. So when those schools came, they checked him out. He didn't have his stuff in order, and they had to give that scholarship to the next kid. Scholarships don't go on a shelf. If you can't receive it, the next kid could. And sometimes one man's trash is another man's fortune. You know, that scholarship to Stanford that you couldn't cash out on because your grades weren't high enough, that scholarship goes to somebody else. Start an off-season game plan and you modify it and you tweak it and you monitor it and you work it every single year, you guys, you're going to end up with more options than not when it comes time to you for you to sign on the dotted line. So, you know, a big thing about the off season is it's your opportunity to get used to how the recruiting game works. It's your opportunity to get exposure. You want to go to camps like Nike Sparks. And when you look at Nike Sparks, and you guys can Google Nike Sparks Combines, and they have a registration page that pops up. There's no excuse for any athlete not to go to this combine because it's free, and they do it across the country, you guys. And it's easy for you to get online and check out all the dates for the nearest location to you. Now, the thing about Nike Sparks is that they do all the testing, just like you guys see the NFL scouting combine. They do the 40-yard dash. They do the bench press. They do vertical jump. They do all the same testing that you see at the combine, you guys, for the NFL guys. But it's at the high school level. And they forward all that information. That information is accessible to the colleges. And to a certain extent, it can help you get exposure or confirm that you're legit. So this is definitely something that you want to prepare for and attend. For some of you guys, it's going to take some management with some of your spring sports, your winter and spring sports, you basketball players, and also maybe some of the early track season stuff. So you're going to have to monitor the dates and see if you guys can attend. But if you're serious about playing college football, you need to consider it. I highly suggest that you consider it, and every athlete in our company attends for the most part. So that's the Nike Sparks Combine. They haven't released the 2015 dates, but you can go to their website and get a feel for what those dates will be and some of those locations by looking at last year's calendar. And here's the thing about it. Their first combine last year was on the East Coast in New York, New Jersey, and that was on February 1st. So literally, we're almost in December. You're talking about roughly 2 months here, you guys. that combine for you East Coast kids is going to be going on. And for some kids, it can make or break you. So that's why you want to think about this stuff early. That type of stuff also, the numbers and the stats from those type of combines get forwarded to some of the scouting combines, like Rivals and Scout.com. And they rank kids based off of film and how they perform in those type of combines. I recently had a parent ask me, how does my kid get more stars behind his name? How does he get his ranking higher at his position? And it really boils down to on-the-field production and what people find out about you in the off-season. What people find out about you in the off-season. You guys know as well as I know that there are many 7-on-7 combines in the off-season. That's another opportunity for you guys to get exposure. Football, to a certain extent, has become much like basketball, where in basketball they've had AAU tournaments for years where guys could form all-star teams and do competitions and compete across the country for summer league basketball. Well, football is the same now. It wasn't that way when I was coming out of Reardon High School in 1997, but it is today, where a lot of kids end up getting more college football scholarship offers in the off season as opposed to during their actual football season. And that's kudos to them. That's tipping the cap to them because they had a great off season game plan and they got the exposure they needed, you guys, to get in front of people. So do not underestimate how important this time is, even though the football season is over. Once again, many of the colleges are building relationships during this time. The other thing that the off season lends you guys access to is time behind the curtain, I like to call it. The time behind the curtain is the time when nobody's watching. Once again, do I want to be in a position of power this fall or do I want to be in a position of weakness? A kid that's working behind the curtain when everybody else is playing around, when nobody else is looking, is the kid who's going to be in a position of power come next fall. This is a time to work on your craftsmanship. You want to become a supreme craftsman. You know, somebody that is getting contracted to build the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, somebody that is getting contracted to work on the Eiffel Tower, somebody that is getting contracted to build a mansion in Menlo Park in California, which is an exclusive neighborhood, is somebody that is a master supreme craftsman. You know, they're an architect, they're an engineer, but they are a master at what they do. And your chance, you guys, to become a master at what you do is in the off season. There's a great story from Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young, and he talks about after, I believe it was in 1996, he had finally got a Super Bowl championship, and, you know, he felt like he got the monkey off of his back because he was replacing another Hall of Famer, Joe Montana. But it was in 1996, they beat the San Diego Chargers for the Super Bowl, and he comes back to, and this is like a day later, comes back to the 49ers facility because he forgot something. And I've told this story before to many of you guys, but once again, it illustrates how the superstars, they take advantage in the off season. He comes back to the 49ers facility, and he sees somebody on the field. He sees somebody working their tail off on the field. And Steve Young is like, wow, man, we just won a Super Bowl. Who in the world is here at the facility working out when we should be partying and kicking our feet up? Who is out there on the field working out? And lo and behold, he takes a closer look, and it's Jerry Rice. You know, maybe the world's greatest wide receiver. Just got finished winning a Super Bowl, and he's working out. That was his off-season game plan. His off-season game plan was so strategic, it was so airtight, that he didn't have time to celebrate. He was literally right back into it, and by no means do we have to be as crazy as Jerry Rice, but it just illustrates how some players get big-time success because they're working their off-season game plan right. The other huge thing, and please make no bones about it, we are all about kids making sure that their academics are correct. You know, football off-season lends an opportunity to work your craft, but it also, and let's talk truthful here, it's also an opportunity, you guys, for a lot of us to get our grades right. Any mistakes that we made, and don't think that because I'm a freshman, I don't need to get that English class fixed because, hey, yeah, it was a D, but I'm just a freshman. I don't need to worry about it. No, you guys. Trust me on this. There is no more wiggle room. If you mess up a core course, and I'm talking English, I'm talking foreign language, I'm talking math, I'm not talking PE. If you mess up on one of your core courses, even your freshman year, you need to repeat that course in summer school and get that fixed. And you never know. You may be able to swing into a Fresno State, a San Jose State, and there's nothing wrong with those schools. But it may hinder you from getting to a Stanford or a Vanderbilt your senior year. So fix your grades, especially you sophomores and juniors. You have to fix your grades. My father, and I tip my cap to my dad because he actually saved me from going to junior college. When I was a junior in high school, I messed up in a foreign language class, and I got a D. And I was scheduled the summer of my junior year, heading into my senior year, to go to the University of Oregon camp. And the University of Oregon was actually recruiting me at the time. So there was a good percentage, you guys, there was a good chance that if I went to this camp and had a great camp, I would have probably walked away from Eugene, Oregon with a scholarship. And they were high on my list at the time. So I was really pumped up about this camp. And my father came to me before the camp and said, hey, you know, I know that we've had this on our calendar. I know that this is a school you're highly considering. But by looking at all your core courses and your GPA and what it's going to take for you to be NCAA clearinghouse eligible and receive a scholarship, you are going to have to go to summer school to fix that Spanish grade. And I was mad about it, you guys, but my father was right. And I ended up, because they didn't have that summer school course at my school, I ended up going to another school to actually take the course. But I took the course. I got the grade I needed. Unfortunately, I had to cancel the Oregon trip and the Oregon summer camp, and they actually didn't end up offering me, and who knows, maybe it was because I didn't go to their camp, but I ended up at the University of Colorado and had a great time, and that's where I was supposed to be, but I wouldn't have even been able to receive that Colorado scholarship or any of the other offers I received if I didn't go to summer school my junior year. One of the kids I currently work with, I think he will have some college interest, but it's going to be a guess whether or not he can get in academically because he did not go to summer school for some of his past classes. So to spare some of you guys that same grief, you've got to add that on to your summer, your off-season game plan. If you've got a D or, God forbid, an F in any class, you've got to get that fixed. You have to. And summertime, you guys, is the time. So, you know, hopefully this is helping out some of you guys. Once again, if you're one of the older kids, and when I say older kids, the older kids that we work with at Before You Go Pro are high school seniors or kids that are JC sophomores. If you're one of those kids and you don't have any scholarship offers and the interest is low, then if you're not already working with us, you might want to sign up because we need to be proactive and reach out to these schools, get your name out there, so within the next 2 to 3 weeks as these college seasons roll down, we can get some action going for you and get the best opportunity possible. If you're a kid that has already committed or you already have some offers, well, you know you want to make the best decision for yourself And then, you know, if you're a part of our program, obviously we're going to give you some tips, some advice to make a good qualified decision. We don't actually make any decisions for our athletes because I'm wholly against that. And I don't even think parents should make the decision for the athlete. They should be able to aid in the decision, but the kid, the student athlete is going to be the one waking up every morning, and he's going to be the one going through training camp and dealing with the coaches and the classes. So it should be the kid and the student athlete's decision, because whether it goes right or wrong, you want to deal with it like a grown man, and it should be your decision. I'm glad my parents left the University of Colorado decision up to me. And I had a roller coaster career, you guys, in college, but it was my decision. And I can't blame anybody or you know, point the finger at anybody, because it was my decision. So if you're a kid that has options on the table, we will obviously love to talk through those options with you, maybe do a pros and cons list and see what's best for you. Let's see here. We will not have a show, obviously, on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, and to all of you and yours, happy Thanksgiving on behalf of Before You Go Pro. You guys be safe for the holidays. Eat as much as you can, and for some of you big boys, watch the calories because we're going to have to work them off after the holidays. But you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Some of the things that you want to watch out for coming up for you older kids, as far as our JC sophomores and our high school seniors, is signing day. JC sophomores can actually start, or kids that were already qualified at a high school that went to JC, and they're freshmen, but they were qualifiers at a high school. You guys can actually start signing December 17th. So we're talking about roughly 3 weeks away. You know, kids will start signing with schools. Those are your mid-year JC guys. Those are the guys that are going to be playing spring ball at a university. So you guys can actually start signing December 17th. And the end of the early signing period for JC guys is January 15th, all you mid-year guys. There's a lot of JC guys that sign after that, and I've had some myself. So once again, if you're a JC sophomore and you're still looking for your shot, don't worry about it, because there are going to be guys signing after January, but you got to get on it now. So hopefully you got that going. For you guys in high school, National Signing Day is always the first Wednesday in February. So this year, that is February, or excuse me, 2015, that is February 4th. So the signing for high school kids, February 4th through April 1st, 2015. So once again, if you're a high school kid, you got offers on the table, great. You can make your decision, you know, in February. But if you're one that doesn't have any offers yet, then you really got to get on it. You got some time, but we got to be proactive and reach out to those schools. Now, all you guys that are underclassmen, you got to get on it, because you want to be prepared by the time it's your time to sign a national letter of intent. So here are four things to keep in mind for your off-season game plan. And this is for you younger kids that still got some time as far as high school eligibility or junior college eligibility. This pertains particularly to the high school kids. Check your core course grades. Once again, you know, grades are first. There is no reason for you to be at a combine trying to get interest in your athletic skill if you can't get into a school academically. So make sure that your core courses are fine. Make sure that if you had a D or an F, that you're fixing that. After that, then you want to choose the camps and combines that you will attend. Do not go crazy. I've seen some kids, some parents, put too much on their plate in the off season, and the kid is pooped out. He's tired by the time the season comes. And their high school coaches hate that. High school coaches hate that when the players are already, they already have the dead legs by the time they get to training camp. So you want to add on a camp, you want to add on a combine. You know, all of these schools sponsor combines, San Jose State, Florida, the University of Colorado, all of these schools sponsor their own combines. It's a great way for you to get exposure because many of the coaching staffs are the coaches for these camps. But you don't want to do too much. You don't want to do too much. You don't want to travel across the country back and forth through time zones for your off-season game plan. You're going to end up shooting yourself in the foot. And then last but not least, one of the things that you want to do is have a handful, maybe about three, areas of your game. Areas of your game that you want to perfect, that you want to work your craft, that you want to get better at. If you're a receiver and you need to run routes better, then you put that on your list. If you're an offensive lineman and you need to work on your kick step, you got to put that on your list. If you're a quarterback and you need to explode to your five-step drop faster, you need to put that on your list. But you should have about three areas of your game that you really want to work with, and then obviously always concentrate on building those relationships with your coach and staff. So hopefully you guys got something out of tonight. Keep in mind, we are either planning to fail or we're failing to plan, or excuse me, failing to plan or planning to fail. And that's Winston Churchill, but that is so much the way it goes. Once again, you guys, trust me, it is not about talent. College football scholarships are not about talent. And I know some of you guys are saying Coach is crazy right now, but it's about who has their game plan in order. There's 767 universities that play college football. Trust me, they will find you if you have your game plan in order. So hopefully you guys got something out of tonight. Happy Thanksgiving. For those that were listening out for Mr. Evan Brennan, he's a sports agent, NFL sports agent. We were supposed to have him on last Thursday. Unfortunately, we had some bad weather out here in the Bay Area. We couldn't have Evan on. For those that can listen in on that show, we will have him back on December 4th. So put that on your calendar. You guys that may eventually need a sports agent or want to learn how to be a sports agent, that is going to be a fabulous show for you to listen to. A couple of websites to write down, sat.collegeboard.org. You kids that need to take the SAT, there's a couple of them coming up. Sign up for that. act.student.org. Those kids on the East Coast that like to take the ACT, you got to get ready for that. And then nationalletter.org. That's going to tell you when all the national letter of intent days are and how to get ready for that. So hopefully you guys got something out of tonight. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for Before You Go Pro and the rest of the Before You Go Pro team. I hope you guys have a safe holiday, and we will see you at the top. Have a good one. Hey, I can see it.